Amen. And see, when you know the real Jesus, you will run to the house of worship. Amen. I said, when you encounter the real Jesus, you want to be in the midst of praise and worship. Amen. How many know God is good? Is God good to you? Huh? Is God good to you, or are you just going on by what you heard somebody say? Amen. Is he making a difference in your life? Amen. You love the changes he's making? Not all of them, huh? Amen. But let him be God. Amen. We just thank God this morning. We're going to deal with a very familiar scripture. And it's amazing because that last song they sung, withholding? Withholding nothing. This is what the Lord has always called us to do. Amen. And many times we don't understand why we don't walk in the powerful blessings of God. It's because we're still holding on to things. Amen? How many understand that even through the reading of the word, we fully may not understand when God says that he must be number one in our life? Amen? We hear it, but when he says withholding nothing and he must be first in our life, it means everything else must be secondary. Amen? Well, this morning we're going to come from Luke, the 9th chapter. And I want, before I start in this here, I want to pray. And then I want to share a little bit with you, and then we go right into the word. Father, in the name of Jesus, again, we just thank you for such a wonderful day. This is a day of blessings, as each day is a day of blessings. But Father, I just want to acknowledge your presence here with us even right now. Prince of Peace, I want to thank you for bringing peace over the house, and the joy of the Lord is here. Father, I just thank you for touching every mind, every heart here today. The ones that are here, the ones on the way, those who have a desire to be here, wherever they may they be worshiping you in spirit and in truth. God, I just ask that you remember every one of your churches that's open today, that the men and women of God, the children, Father, will be looking to heaven and praising and worshiping you. You deserve all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Father, I just ask that you just touch every church member, everyone who's in the body of Christ's name, who's been recorded in the Lamb Book of Life, that we will realize that you are God all by yourself. In spite of what we see going on around the world, Lord, that has nothing to do with who you are. And what's so beautiful about it, Lord, you told us all these things was coming. And so, Father, just ask you prepare our hearts today to receive your word and let your word make a change in our life forever. God, you are moving in ways that is just so amazing, that I must just pause and just honor you and glorify you and thank you, Father, for every change that you're bringing forth in our lives. Some changes we may not be ready for, we don't like, but nevertheless, it's for the benefit, our benefit, not your benefit, and it's for your glory. Father, we ask that you just have your way here today in Jesus' name, and let the saints of God say amen, amen, amen and amen. This morning we're going to be coming from Luke, the 9th chapter, and I want to throw this out here before I get into the message. You know, today, especially, I'm going to just be speaking about America, that I think we have kind of messed up some words in our vocabulary called love, amen? I think we think love means you're supposed to just say nice and easy things, never hurt nobody's feelings, and just smile all the time. That's the American definition of love. Amen? But you know, the definition of love can be very offensive. Did you know that? Huh? If you don't know that, I'm going to tell you, it can be. How many know that Jesus is love, huh? But Jesus will say some things that would offend you. Amen? In fact, he said all through your word. And you know, oftentimes you say, I just wish I could be with Jesus. I could be with Jesus when he was on earth. No, you didn't. It was me. They couldn't stand him. They didn't want to be around him. Amen? Oh, boy, if I could just walk with Apostle Paul. No, you wouldn't, because when Paul started talking, you'd be up running. Amen? Amen? Now, granted, most of us wouldn't want to be around John the Baptist, but all these were mighty men of God, and Jesus is God himself. Amen? But through all of the Gospels of Jesus Christ, and as Paul and the rest of the apostles preached the gospel, they preached in love. Amen? But the people didn't always accept it. Amen? And when Jesus was on his ministry and he began to share the word of God, we know everything he did was the will of God and it was in love. Amen? But everybody did not like it. Amen? Well, guess what? Even today, people don't want to receive what God has to say. Amen? And so let us start out here looking at Luke, the 9th chapter, in the 57th verse. Everybody's there?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation, and I'm back and forth King James Version. But Luke 9:57 said, and they were walking along. Someone said to Jesus, I will follow you wherever you go. But Jesus replied, foxes have dens to live in and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place even to lay his head. He said to another person, come follow me. The man agreed, but he said, Lord, first, let me return home and bury my father. But Jesus told him, let the spiritually dead bury their own dead. Your duty is to go and preach about the kingdom of God. Another said, yes, Lord, I'll follow you, but first let me say goodbye to my family. But Jesus told him, anyone who puts his hand to the plow and look back is not fit for the kingdom of God. That sounds harsh, doesn't it? Huh? But this ties in with everything that Jesus has spoken, even through the book of Matthew. In Matthew 6:33, where it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else should be added unto you. How many know God knows everything? And does he have the right to call us when he wants to?
Yes.
And should we not obey him when he calls?
Yes.
And as these examples are given here in the Word of God, everybody here was speaking from the flesh. The one says, you know, look, Lord, I'll follow you wherever you go, wherever you want me to do. How many of us said, Lord, wherever you lead, I'll follow?
Yes.
Anybody ever said that?
Yes.
God, you just called me, you know, I'd do anything you ask me to do. Anybody ever said those words?
Yeah.
Or just me? Huh? Well, you know that most times that's the flesh speaking. We're speaking out of the flesh. We emotional. We really in our flesh, we mean that stuff. But God, through Jesus Christ, was cutting right through the chase here with this individual, letting him know, do you know what you're saying? Huh? You say that you are willing to go wherever I go. You remember that was a mother that came to Jesus and said, you know, I want my two sons, one to sit on the right and one on the left. He said, that's not my call. He said, but I tell you what, you don't know what you're asking. Yes, I do. He said, surely they will. They're going to drink the same cup I drink. Amen? Not talking, she didn't understand what he was saying. You know what, I'm going to drink the cup of death, and so will they. So you have to be careful when you make these promises to Jesus. Amen? And even in modern day society, in our society, I've seen so many people make declarations, come and stand in church and say, this is my church home. God told me this is where I need to be. I'm going to live here. I'm going to be here with you, Bishop, to the day I die. And as soon as God sent a word or I say something, offend them, they're out the door. Amen? You hurt my feelings. Well, you have to understand the word of God is going to hurt a lot of feelings. Amen? Because God want to kill his flesh so he can live through you. Because God has a better life for you here on earth. And I'm not talking about going to heaven. God has a better life for you here on earth. Amen? Anybody been enjoying life since you've been on earth?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Even when you was unsaved, you enjoyed a portion of life, didn't you?
Yes.
How many know there's fun in life?
Yes.
How many know it's pleasure in sin?
Yes.
Huh? Did you know it's pleasure in sin?
Yes.
If it wasn't, nobody wouldn't be sinning, would they? Amen? And so, see, we get caught in that trap of having pleasure and fun. And see, and Paul says, when I was a child, you know what? I played around. I done like a child. But, you know, now I'm matured. I have put away childish things. Amen? But some of us still want to play. Even after we retired, amen, we draw on Social Security. We still trying to play.
Yeah.
Amen? But when are we going to put away foolish things? When are we going to mature and give it all to Jesus Christ? Amen? Let me tell you what happens to us. If we don't really fully understand Jesus Christ and walk with him, and we continue to walk in our way, how long you realize that you have developed a habit that's going to be hard to break? Amen? And you know when you start hitting them 50s and 60s and 70s, I think sometimes people hit 55 and above, they think they get to a place of honor. They can say and do whatever they want to. Amen? They think they have earned that right now. I heard old folks say, I've earned the right to do what I want to do. But I'm here to tell them, but you're still going to meet Jesus. Amen? Amen. You're still going to have to answer one day. And so I'm saying this to say that God's word is real and true. And even as this someone person here was a disciple of Jesus Christ, He had to be on an emotional high. Something had to happen. That he had just spoke out, I'll follow you wherever you go. And Jesus says, you know what? Watch what you're saying. And as we look at these incidents that teaches us, this guy was emotional. Amen? And he had not even considered that he must abandon this life for Jesus Christ.
Yes.
How many of you have counted the cost? Yes. That we have to abandon this life for Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that you just stop living, don't go to work, and you just live inside of a church and keep your Bible before. That's not what he's talking about. But he's talking about the relationship with him is going to turn your eyes and heart away from the world. Amen?
Yes.
You still got to get up and go to work. Amen? You still got to make a living. But now you're going to do it in a godly way. In the way you used to go on job and treat people, now the Holy Spirit is going to check your spirit. Amen? And when people get ready to say and do things, your spirit is going to get checked. You can't respond like you used to. Anybody ever had revenge in their hearts? Huh? You ever had something against your coworker you're going to pay him back? Amen? Yeah, no, y'all had good co-workers. Amen. I mean, y'all always just took everything and went down. Amen. I'd rather hang them out to dry myself. Amen. But God had to show me there was a different way. You got to love your enemy. Amen. You got to love those folk that despitefully use you. And you know, I learned more of that after I become a Christian than I was in the unsaved world. See, in the unsaved world, I was a schemer. And you do something to me, I wasn't going to physically attack you because I like my freedom. But you know what? More I look at it, I was practicing witchcraft because I had the ability not to do anything to but I turn everybody else against you. Amen? I make your whole day go bad and walk by and you don't even know what's going on. And God rebuked me when I got saved. I tried that one time. Do you know what you're doing? And then I looked at a scripture today when the sons of thunder wanted to call fire down on the people. Remember Jesus gave in the first part of the ninth chapter, he gave the disciples the power to go heal and deliver.
Yes.
And when they was going through Samaria, they wasn't accepted. So they said, Lord, you want us to call down thunder and fire on these folk? He said, you don't know what spirit you are. See, now they know they got some power and authority. But Jesus said, don't let this here get you in trouble. Yeah. Amen. And see, I know I had that kind of power, but God said, that is not of me. You know what? You need to be delivered. You cannot be scheming and causing people wrong and then talking about you're going to worship me. You got to see them in that dark way like I saw you in your dark way. You pray for them. Amen? And so God had to teach me that lesson. And he had to teach me, son, following me means that you got to abandon your way of life. Yeah, you may think you had the upper hand. You thought you was cool. You thought you had it all going together. But that you going to die if you're going to follow me.
Right.
Amen?
Yeah.
And you know what the Lord reminded me? Lord, he told me, say, you told me when I saved you that you did not want to be one that go in and out of church. You didn't want to play with church. You didn't want to play with the women in the church. But you wanted to sell out to me. I said, yes, Lord, I told you that. He said, it's going to cost you everything. He said, when I mean that, I want you in my word both day and night praying, and I will deliver you.
Yes.
Have anybody here ever been through a deliverance?
Yes.
Huh? I'm talking about when the power of God deliver you and move them demons out of your life.
Yes.
Amen?
Jesus.
How many of you know there's stuff in you that you don't even know is in you?
Yes.
Even God has set me free and delivered me. He's still delivering me even today.
Yes.
Don't think that you're so perfected now that you can't sin. When you get to that stage, you don't need to be on earth no more. He's going to take you out of here. Amen? And so he's still working on some attitudes. He's still digging down into the roots of our life. There's so much stuff that's been planted on the inside of us that God is working on even today. And many times, this is the reason you hear the old folks say the church is a hospital. That's where we need to be here. We need surgery. Amen? God have to dig down in the deep recesses of stuff that we don't even know is there that we have done so many times over the years that is habit forming. And we don't even realize that it's damaging to us as well as someone else. Amen? And so we have to learn that the Word of God tells us we must count the cost before we open our mouth. Amen?
Yes.
And to follow Jesus is going to cost you everything.
Yes.
And as Dr. Scott said, everybody here has a gift. Everybody has talent. Amen? Everybody has a call on your life. But many people will not answer that call because they're not willing to give up the lifestyle. Amen? Now, I'm not talking about your salvation. I'm talking about walking in the call of God. Yeah, you're going to heaven. Yeah, you're going to eventually get there. But you're going to have a miserable life going all the way through because God is constantly trying to get you to die so he can live through you, and you're still trying to live on this earth. Amen? Struggling with life. You know, we all have been there. But you don't have to stay there. I say we all been there. But you don't have to stay there. Amen? See, the first thing God wants you to understand, he says something in one of his Beatitudes, the blessed are the pure in heart. How many of you want to have a pure heart? When you see that, it says you shall see God. Amen? See, you have to put your heart before God each and every day. And how many know that you ain't all of that? Huh? How many know that there's still some work in you God needs to do? Amen? How many know God is still cleaning up our nasty attitudes? Amen? God is trying to take away them scheming spirits. Amen? Them lying spirits. Yeah, you still got Christian lying heartbeat. Amen? And I'm going to tell you, I don't believe no little white lie, little bitty lie. Lie is a lie. And what did Jesus say about liars? Huh? You're not going to tear in his sight. Amen? That's the reason the word talks about God don't want to focus in on those things. That's when he said, I want you to commit yourself to me. Because with God and us is covenant. How many understand that? And when you have a covenant, somebody got to share some blood. And Jesus already shared the blood. Amen? So when you're in covenant with God, God is going to honor the covenant. Amen? So he expects you to honor the covenant also. That's the reason it's so important for us to understand why we do what we do. Because we, our lives are supposed to bring glory to God. Amen? And so when it said Jesus told him, he said, Lord, let me go home and return to bury my father. He said, Jesus told him, let the spiritual dead bury their own dead. Amen? Now that sounds harsh. But what he's trying to tell you, if you go back and dig up this passage and read it, the person was saying, let me go back and take care of this person, and then I'm going to come and serve you. But God wants all your Lord. You don't think God knew the condition of that person? Huh? You know, I don't care if it's your mother, your father, your wife, your husband. God called you out. God expects you to come out. Amen? Yeah. See, I mean, you may say, well, you know, Miss, God forbid, Dr. Esther, she's sick and she's home bound and she can't go nowhere. And God said, I want you to go out and start preaching the gospel. See, we have that pact. We understand. She's going to say, go do what God tell you to go. Amen? She goes, what about me? She won't say that. She'd go do what God tell you to do. You know why? Because we understand if I go do what God tell you, he's going to take care of this situation. Amen. She may be wheelchair bound. By the time I get through preaching, she'd join me over there walking and talking and shouting. Amen? Amen. Because, see, if we could catch the vision of Jesus Christ, God don't put more on you than you can deal with. Amen? Amen. But, see, this is the way you build up your faith in him. God knows everything going on in your house, in your situation. He know your bank account may have six negative zeros. And you only have $5 you're trying to make for the rest of the month. And God say, put it in the offering. And you got to struggle with this here. But what I'm going to do, God say, do you not trust me? I told you to put it in. But God, I got six more days to make it for the month. Don't God know that? He's the one that put the calendar together, not you. Amen? God may say that the world going to end tonight, but I told you to sow in the day. You up here telling me what's going to happen next week. Or your world is going to end tonight, but I told you to sow. Amen? But we have to understand why when God says something, do what God tell you to do. Amen? Because you put that five in there, God could turn and put a positive five with six zeros behind it. Amen? Just out of your obedience. Amen? And you know what? When you quickly do it, then something else kicks in. You was willing and obedient. Now you're going to eat the fruit of the land. Oh, how we miss the simple things of God. As I've been studying God's word this week, he was showing me, he said, look at my sayings. They are very short and they're very simple. But you all are the one that complicated by trying to lean to your own understanding. How many says, you know, I don't have enough to make the ends meet? Huh? Anybody ever said that? I just don't know how I'm going to make it. But you're a Christian. That should never come out of our mouths. I just don't know how I'm going to make it. When you study God's word, how are you going to say, I don't know how I'm going to make it? When you start reading the gospel of Jesus Christ, how can you say, I don't know how I'm going to make it? When you're reading Hebrews 11:6, it says, by faith it's impossible to please him. How can you say, I don't know how I'm going to make it? When I say Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, how can I say I don't know how I'm going to make it? I'm going to make it by the grace of God. That's how I'm going to make it.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
It's time that we learn how to glorify Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We got to get our eyes off the world and what we don't have and what we're trying to achieve and begin to serve him. Amen. Amen. We got to understand when God called, don't tell God it's too far away. It takes too much time. I don't have all that time. God is the in charge of the clock.
Exactly.
Amen. And when God tell you to go somewhere, you go, don't tell God, Lord, I go over here because this is closer. God didn't tell you it's close. He know it's closer. He's trying to bring the saints out of your comfort zone and learn how to be stretched because your blessing is over there. Or your blessing is in another country. Or your blessing is in another city. But we get too comfortable in Jesus Christ. Amen. So let the dead bury the dead. Amen. And what did he say after? You go preach the kingdom of God. God said, you go share the good news, amen?
Yes.
See, anybody ever been put in that spot?
Amen.
I remember when Dr. Esther had just came out of serious surgery in Germany. I think we was married only probably at that time about 6-8 months. And if I wouldn't have got her there that Friday night, because she come home work, she was in so much pain. So I'm going to just lay down. Spirit of the Lord said, get her to the hospital right now. He said, no, Sky, I'm going to be all right. I said, no, you're not. Come on, we're going to the hospital now. And maybe you haven't been to Germany. It's only probably about 15 miles from Vogelway to Landstuhl, the one y'all see on the hospital on TV while everybody go to. And I hit the Autobahn doing about 135 miles an hour. And the Polizei I pulled up, and I was telling them where I was going. When I hit Landstuhl, they got in front of me. They escorted me through Landstuhl. They took me up the mountain. And they called in, and they opened the gates. We didn't even have to do a gate check. The ambulance was sitting out there, and they came in. They took her right out of the car and put her in, took her into the hospital. And then the doctor came in and said, you know what? Say, I think she's going to be all right, but we're going to have to do surgery tonight. I said, she didn't want to come to in the morning. She said, she'd have been dead. I said, God, thank you. I said, God, thank you. But you know what? It's something about midnight is good. I said something about midnight is good. The whole church, the Vogelway Gospel Service, I just passed the word on to a couple of the sisters because she had just been to the women's prayer group. Amen. Y'all know the women's prayer group? They was faithful. There's about 20-some sisters there. And so they got the word that, she just taught the lesson. Yeah, she come home. What happened at midnight? The women's prayer group was standing in the basement in the emergency room of Landstuhl General Army Hospital. They was praying. And they was praying. I come downstairs and said, how's our sister? She going to be all right. At midnight, amen?
Amen.
And as they was I said, no, y'all can't see her tonight. You can see her in the morning. So they were leaving. This doctor walked up. He said, man, who are those folk? I said, that's my sisters in the Lord. He said, I wish I could have them here every weekend. Amen. I said, what? He said, this is when all the gunshot wounds, all the craziness. He said, this place is crazy on Friday and Saturday nights. He said, look how calm it is. He said, everybody coming here peaceful. Amen. Ain't nobody had to come in handcuffs or anything. That's the power of God. Amen.
Amen.
But the point I want to let you know that even that we would have the tendency as she came out of recovery, she came into her room and everything. She was sitting in her room and that Sunday, the word that got to the church and they had to take her out of the room and put her in the hallway because half the church was there. Me and Reverend Harris and another, we kept taking flowers to the car. And so they looking for me. I'm on the other side of the hospital. And they said, man, why are you not over at your wife? Because Lord said, I want you to go minister. I want you to go minister in this hospital. I went to see one lady. I couldn't find her. And I saw this guy kind of raise his head up in the bed. And I walked by and Lord said, I want you to go minister to him. I said, okay, Lord. And I ministered to this man. He said, you're a preacher, aren't you? I said, no. He said, but you're a Christian, aren't you? I said, yes, I am a son of God. I need to talk to you. He said, my back is broken. I was in an accident. I just been in Germany for about 3 months and the truck turned over. They tell me I'm never going to walk again. And, you know, I've been out there. I know Jesus, but I wasn't serving. I was out there. But I was always afraid something going to happen to my mama. I said, why your mama? You the one sinning, not your mama. Amen. I said, but you are going to walk again. And Lord said, you lay hands on him and pray for him. And, you know, somebody said, man, your wife is around there and everything. I said, I got to do what God tell me to do. Amen. I said, she got a whole church around there with her. Amen. She know I'm going to be there. But you had to leave. That should have been an emergency. That should have been a priority. And man, you should be sitting right there with your wife. God said, I want you to go through this hospital and minister. Amen. You know what? She was out of that hospital in 2 days. Amen. When they say she's going to be there 3 weeks, she was out there in 2 days. And God started sending people to the house. We didn't have nothing to do. We didn't have to cook or anything. The women that taking care of Shannon, make sure she's ready, go to school and everything, fixing meals and all. See, when you go do what God tell you to do, amen, and don't say, well, that's my wife, my priority. I got ready to go to work. Boss said, no, you don't even come in this week. You stay there with your wife. I said, now, Lord, he said, now it's your time to stay here with your wife. Amen. Amen. See, you have to understand, you got to hear the voice of God. And God quickly healed up, and she began to start ministering to people. Even when she was in Longstreet Hospital, she started ministering to those women. Remember the young lady who was on the side of you there? She was crying and going on. We saw her later on. She started ministering to this young lady. And guess what? That young lady started coming to church, and she gave her life to Jesus Christ. Amen. See, that's when you get out of yourself. You can't see how bad your situation. Not if you belong to Jesus. Amen? Lord, you're going to take care of me. What can I do for someone else? Amen? And see, when the saints of God get that spirit back in them today and learn that Jesus is number one, things going to turn around in your household. Amen. I say things going to turn around in your household. Amen. See, we got to understand that Jesus didn't call us to go bury the dead, but he called us to go preach the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen? He called us to go when it's not comfortable. He say those things like that, like it may hurt your feelings. It's not so much to hurt your feelings, but it's to bring conviction to see, do you really want to follow Jesus Christ? I say, do you really want to follow Jesus Christ? Do you really want the power of God working in your life? And see, and over those years, that's been 35 years ago since this incident, the enemy tried to kill her at least 4 times, and God keep raising her right back up. Amen? See, he tried to stop the marriage. That didn't work. Amen? Then he tried to take a life. That didn't work. He tried to split us. That didn't work. We're still standing on the word of God. Amen? And she knows how to pray. We know how to turn our face to the wall and call on the name of Jesus. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, son, if you just listen at what I tell you, you will prosper all the days of your life. Amen? He said, now you study my word, and sometimes you walk in it. But I want my word to become who you are. Amen? I want my word to live through you. Because you got some rough roads ahead. Because I asked the Lord one day, Tanya, I said, Lord, you know, why didn't you let my mother live long enough to come and see me after I retired? Why didn't you leave my dad? And Lord said it was time for them to go home. Amen? He said, son, you got a rough road ahead of you. And your mother will start worrying about you. But you're going to walk this road with me. You're going to go through some fire. You're going to have some lonely days. Folk going to lie on you. Folk going to do all kinds of evil. But I'm going to take you through each and every issue in your life if you learn to trust in me. Guess what? 35 years, I'm still standing. I'm still standing by the grace of God, not in my own power. Amen. See, I don't worry about what trials is coming my way. I'm learning not to complain and wallow in tears about what I have and don't have. I declare today I'm one of the most blessed people on the face of the earth. Amen. I say God has given me every good and perfect gift. Amen. That's the reason I don't let nobody stop me from walking in the destination of Jesus Christ. Much as I love my family members, when Jesus speaks, you got to stand and you walk with me. I'll see you when I get back. Amen. You got to grow into this through trials and tribulations. You got to understand that when you have nothing, God is your all in all. You have to understand that God is the one that brings the blessings. Amen. And God is not a cheap God. Amen. Now, sometimes I know when I'm speaking, I tell you to step out there and go. You can't see what I'm telling you. But when you learn to listen, you learn how to live in overflow. I say you learn how to live in overflow. Isn't that right, Brother Michael? You learn how to live in overflow. Brother Michael said, what you said, Pastor? I said, that's the house you want. He looked at me like, Pastor was looking at me, no, that's what you want. God got the best for you. And they living in the best, amen? They learn to trust God, amen? God don't care about you having a big house and the great brand car, whatever you want, but keep him first. They are faithful in the Lord, amen? I want every member of this church to be faithful in the Lord, amen? You got people in this house here. You don't hear much from them, but they do all kinds of good things in this ministry, amen? And they don't suffer no loss, amen? They not tooting their own horn and patting their own back, but they're walking in the power of God, amen? You're going to always have those saints are quiet in the spirit, but powerful in God. See, because they counted the cost, amen? That's the reason as we walk this life as a child of God, it has to be a demonstration of Jesus Christ walking in our life. And I know some of you get on your last nerve when I start talking about integrity, amen? When you know you got to have integrity every part of your life, amen? And it takes God to bring you to that place. It takes God to perfect you, amen? That's one of the things I've been speaking over this ministry the last 6 months. Look how they're coming to pass. I say, look how they're coming to pass. Is anybody here walking in the blessings of Abraham? I say, anybody in here, amen? Are you ready to testify that you're walking in the blessings of Abraham? Are you walking in the overflow, amen? Yet, the best is yet to come. Amen. 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 Let me tell you something. After materialistic stuff, what's next? For me, it's only the spiritual things in Jesus, amen? It's not another house, it's not another car, it's not another vacation. I done had all those things. Anybody been on vacation lately? Yeah. Amen, huh? Did you enjoy yourself on vacation? Yeah. Amen. Brother Michael was walking on the water, or walking in the water. Amen, 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 amen. God is bringing that salt. Bishop, that water's salty. I said, yeah, that's the reason they call it salt water. Amen, amen. My heart just rejoiced to see him out there wading in the water now, amen. I'm going to just wait till we get out there on that boat and go diving a little bit, amen. He's not so, huh, amen. Praise God. But God wants you to have a fulfilled life on this earth, but he wants you to count the cost. There's a third one that Jesus spoke about. You know, when you make up your mind to serve God, you can't be wishy-washy, amen. Commit yourself unto the Lord. Then walk in his blessings. I think I've said this before, but I think it's worth saying again. When you commit yourself unto the Lord, he's already committed to you. Yes. Amen. When you start taking care of God's business, he's going to take care of your business. When you sow your time first into the Lord, you don't have anything to stress about. Amen. Yes. See, the problem is that people still depending on people rather than depending on God. Yes. And I'm going to say this to all of you men. It's time to step up and be a real man. And a real man is a man of God, amen? Yeah. Amen. Men, if your wives decide to quit working today, you still got to take care of the household. Yeah. Amen? We just happen to be living in a society where women like to have their own money and work and help out, amen? But in many countries, their job is just take care of the children and raise the children, which you know is a great blessing. Now, I'm going to tell you, the stay-home moms that's really moms, they produce a godly fruit if they're godly people. Amen? But now the way things got topsy-turvy, turned upside down, now the mother got to be the father, the mother, work hard, and all these other things. That's not God's desire. But I'm going to say this to you. Even you who are single mothers with all these children, God know how to keep you. Amen. If you just keep your eyes on him. And if you stay godly and honest unto God, he'll protect you and your children. And it will not be no stress. It doesn't matter what anybody got to say about you, your children, and they don't have a daddy. They do have a daddy. They got God. Amen? Amen. And your children can come out and prosper, and you can still produce a godly seed as long as you turn back to God. Yes. My sisters, my daughters, don't ever let a man validate you. Don't you ever run around and tell me, I got to have a man. I got to have a man. If he's no good, let him stay outside. Amen? He ain't going to do nothing but drag you down.
Right.
And every one of you, you can't have a one type of man. He's got to be a godly man. He must be holy.
Amen.
Anything else, you're selling yourself cheap. Amen? And you don't go looking for him either. You stay off of that, what is that, .com, harmony and love and Christian.com. You stay off all that mess. You just ask Jesus for a husband and leave it alone and start serving him with your whole heart. And Mr. Holy Man will walk up to you and declare, you're going to be my wife. Amen? Deacon James, it's a good day today. It's family feast. Amen? That's when I met my wife, family feast. Amen? I walked up and told her, you're going to be my wife. 3 months later, she's my wife. 35 years later, she's still my wife. Amen. For the next 30 years, she's going to be my wife. Amen. All right. Yeah, that's right. That's what I like. See, I like that reaction. Amen. I know her, she know me, and God knows us both. Amen. Amen. The glasses, y'all still little honeymoon lovebirds. Amen. I want to see what y'all like in the next 40 years. Amen. Amen. There ain't no option in this house. There ain't no divorces in this house. Amen. If she looked good when you wanted to meet her, she's going to look good 30 years and 40 and 50 years from now. Amen. And ain't nothing out there better than her. Amen. I'm talking to you men. Amen. Now, God told us to love our wives as Jesus loved the church. Amen. He didn't tell the wives to love us. He said, respect us. Respect us, amen. God's got this thing together. I don't care what America think about it, amen. Met a young man yesterday. I was telling him we used to marry. He said, oh, I've been married how many years? But it took me 3 wives to get there. But the last wife saved my life, amen. But he recognized he got the right one now. Sometimes it takes us a little longer. But if you went to Jesus first, you never had to have a first, second, third, and fourth, amen. But we messed up. Then we brought Dwayne. But nevertheless, God still redeemed us.
Amen.
I'm one of the redeemed standing in front of you today.
Thank you.
Amen. I'm not perfect. I'm redeemed. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm walking the bound for blessing God because he loves me so much.
Yes.
But he got so much love, he can love you just as much and even more.
Amen.
Amen. So there's no reason that you should come up short. See, that's the reason I can get birthday cards for my daughter like Amy. Amen.
Amen.
Amy sat right there and everything. One day she said, Pastor, I want me a husband. I said, but you told me I can't look for one. I said, that's right. I said, you just stay faithful to the Lord. And I have seen a young lady as faithful as her. I have seen some. But she has been faithful to the word. She's faithful to the ministry. She's faithful to us. And God gave her the desire of her heart.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what the word meant to her. I mean, she read that word both day and night. That girl has a gift of writing prayers. You know, there's so many gifted people in the world. She was sending prayers. I'm trying, who's sending these prayers us through the mail? And finally one day, it just hit me. And I walked in, you writing these prayers? She just started grinning. I said, well, Pastor, that's what the Lord told me to write. And I still got every one of them. And every one of them come to pass. Amen? Through prayer, she's speaking into our lives. She's speaking in this church, and it's coming to pass. Amen? And God has blessed her with a holy man, an awesome man. Amen? And I mean, they are walking in the super overflow.
Amen.
You know what? She's still sowing into this ministry.
Amen.
And she's sowing to her church and sowing into other people's lives. And the overflow just won't stop. Said, Pastor, I never knew nothing like this could possibly happen. But as I heard you preach the word and I got by myself and started looking at God's word and talking to God, and he started talking to me. God says, just trust me. She said, eventually I thought it was going to happen, but I didn't know it was going to happen this fast. See, when you commit yourself to the ways of God, God moves swiftly, amen?
Yes.
But as we used to say in the world, when you shucking and jiving, it look like God ain't moving on your behalf, amen? That's when you got to commit all your ways unto the Lord, amen? See, because I told the Lord just this week, Lord, I want a stress-free ministry. I don't want nobody in this minute stressing out. Amen?
Yeah.
And you know something Lord gave me this morning? All of you that's in them dead-end jobs with no promotion, today we're going to pray that you get a new job. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Some of you got to do some things, though. Some of you got to go back to school. Some of you, it's time for you to get in a job that matches your talents and your gifts. Amen?
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said? You don't have to just do anything just to make a paycheck. God gonna match the job to you if you trust him. Amen. And when God give you the job, I don't disappear from church. Because I want you to remember God is the one that gave it to you. Amen. And he wants that job to bring glory to him. Amen. When you walk on that job, everybody talking about, well, you look happy today. You got a smile on your face. It's something different about you. And you ain't got but one word, Jesus. Amen. Don't tell me I got lucky, because I'm coming. I'm going to rebuke you. Amen. Amen. You give God the glory. You honor him. Amen.
Amen.
Serving God come with supernatural benefits.
Yeah.
Amen. I say serving God come with supernatural benefits. God got a word here to let you know, I don't care how old you think you are here, it's not over till God says it's over. Amen. I say it's not over till God says it's over. Amen. See, you got to come to the place to understand you may have been denied insurance out there, but God is your insurance. Amen. So if you don't have and you don't know how it's going to happen, it's not, because you got to put your trust in God. Amen. You cannot look at these systems out here. I've been denied this, I've been denied that. But guess what? Christ did not deny you. And God can make a way out of no way. Amen. I say it should not be a lack in nobody's house here. Amen. But you got to bring your level of faith up to trust in the Jesus Christ. And don't serve him at his hands. Serve him at his feet. Amen. Don't serve him what he could just give you. Serve him at his feet. Honor him. Thank him. Praise him. I went to the car wash yesterday, and the guy was looking at the car. He said, what kind of car wash you want here today? I said, I want a happy birthday car wash. He said, huh? I said, you send me a birthday card. Oh, you're getting a free one. Yeah, but you look like you need a wax job. I said, I don't need no wax job. I need to do my car. Amen. Amen. He said, you look like you want to dance. I said, well, I'm just happy like that. He said, well, why are you so happy? I said, because Jesus made it happen. Oh, yeah, I go to church, too, on Sunday, you know, and I like to dance. I said, won't you dance every day? Huh? You can dance with Jesus right here in the parking lot.
Come on, Bishop.
He said, wow, you must be a pastor. I said, I'm just a son of God. Amen?
Amen.
See, you got to have the joy of the Lord on the inside. Amen? Even when the bones ache and all other stuff, you still got to have the joy of the Lord on the inside of you. Amen? See, with Jesus is the hope of glory. Amen? You got to walk in that hope every day, knowing things are going to change. Things are changing for you. For the glory of God, things are getting better. Amen? I didn't say the world was getting better. I say things around you are getting better. Because Jesus is on the inside, trying to work his way on the outside. Amen? If you just let him have your way. How many want a stress-free life? Huh? Do you believe that's possible? Huh? Do you believe it's possible?
Yes.
Now, I didn't say you're not going to have trials and tribulations,
Amen. But
you don't have to stress over it.
Amen.
Stress meaning when you are worrying about something you can't do nothing about.
Oh,
it's going to start affecting your physical body, your emotions, and even your spirit, man. Amen? And then it chokes up your mental thing, and then you go cuckoo. Amen? That's not Jesus. That's not Jesus. He said if you keep your eyes on him, he'll keep you in perfect peace. I was at the Colonial Gardens Alzheimer's Assisted Living Facility yesterday with my friend. And I sit there and I begin to observe and to pray. I said, God, is this the end? Is this what the end is like? These folk don't die, but they don't even know where they are. I took my friend, and he's 75 years old, and I know we're not supposed to compare someone with someone else. I say, Lord, my brother's jumping up all over the place. He's 75. My friend Al, he's, what is Al, 90. Al jumping up on tables and running all over the place. And here's my friend here. I have to walk him for a few steps and let him rest and just hear the stuff that's coming out of him. And every once in a while, he'll look and say, you're a good man. My heart was sad, and I said, Lord, what can we do about this? I know you can heal everybody in here. But is this the end of life, that somebody have dropped him off here? Now, Ron is not dropped off. His wife is there to see him every day. But some of them are just there. They don't know if it's night or day. They don't know left from right. But my prayer is, God, I need a miracle in this place. I need to see your Holy Ghost come through this place. You're going to restore every man in here. And I was praying that when I was sitting in that convalescent home. And folk, I'm going to tell you, I don't know about you, my heart went out to these folk. As I look at some of those folk, I'm probably some of them age, but some of those folk would probably be in a few of them, one or two would be in the 80s or 90s, sitting there waiting to die. No hope. They don't have nothing to hope with. Their mind is gone. But you know what? I could pray for them, that God could touch them, because God can even talk to them in that state. Amen? I can't, but God can. And so, you know, when you begin to see these things, and I say, Lord, I'm thank you for the compassion that I can sit here and pray for these folk, because I'm looking for a miracle. Amen? As Rena said, I'm looking for the supernatural folk. I'm not after this stuff out here anymore. I don't got that. Lord, I'm blessed with that. I'm looking for the supernatural miracles, not for me, but for others, for the lost, for those who served God once, but the mind is gone. That you restore them, Lord. Restore them or take them home, Lord. Nevertheless, let thy will be done. I say, let God's will be done. Amen. The joy of the Lord has got to be our strength. Amen. We serve a mighty God. And that's the reason you hear me. I know I get on your nerves sometimes. But I am after those gifts that's in you. Because I know many of you in here got greatness. And you haven't seen it yet, but when God opened that gift up in you and you start walking in that call in your life, many are going to come to know Jesus Christ. You're going to touch people that I would never be able to touch. Amen? Speaking of Amy, God took her out there in that church she in right now. She was with a neighbor down the road with a cell group. And Amy got to sharing the word, and the pastor asked her to take it over and say, when you get up to 30, we're going to split it out to another cell group. She's way past 30. Folk running to her house every Wednesday, the Bible study. Amen. I think the last count, they must be at about 39 or 40. And so now they're trying to split the group out, and the people don't want to go nowhere. Amen. But see, that's the power of God. By Amy going to that church, she said, they just asked me, well, where are you learning all that stuff, that little church down south? But really, it's the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. See, folk, I want every one of you all not to be an Amy, but to be like Jesus. Amen. See, if you give your heart and time every day, set aside some time and get in the Word of God for yourself and say, God, I want to be more committed. Amen? And you know what? When you start wanting to be more committed, nobody have to ask you to come to church. Nobody have to ask you to come to church on time. You just run to be in God's holy presence. I'm going to tell you, when you start getting committed, you know what? You're going to see the power of God move in your house at 1 and 2 in the morning. Amen? You're going to be sitting at your breakfast table one Saturday morning. The Holy Ghost is going to show up. Amen? God's going to start doing some things that's going to be blowing your mind. And you keep in mind, he's doing it because he wants to, not because you deserve it. Amen? He just want to show his hand mighty at your house. Amen? When Jesus came up out of the water being baptized, it says that the Spirit descended on him as a dove. A voice from heaven said, this is my son who I'm well pleased. On Mount Transfiguration, when he was talking to Moses and Elijah, and Peter and them was asleep, but when they woke up, he saw what was happening. Then a cloud came over, and the cloud says, this is my son, hear him. Amen. God's glory is about to fall on the people of God who will spend time with him. Amen. It's not about what church you in. Amen. It's not how far you have to go or how close the church is. Can God grab your heart? Can God have your heart? Amen. I say, can God have your heart? See, quit trying to compare yourself with somebody else and just get in God's presence. And you say this to God, God, you made me. Amen. You know how messed up I am. You didn't create me, but I messed up in my life. But Lord, I want change in my life. I want peace in my life. Show me how I can get back in line with your word and your will. And when God, the first thing he's going to do, he's going to start bringing things to your remembrance. And they're not all going to be pleasant. But when he brings them, you start repenting. Amen? Yes. And don't ask God, but Lord, I'm trying to just do what God tells you to do. Amen? And don't be trying to hold back and wait on somebody else so you can go to God together. That's never going to work. It's time for you to walk in your own individual Christian walk with Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Sometimes that's a hard decision with married couples. Amen? But I'm saying to each and every one, woman, serve God with your whole heart. Man, serve God with your whole heart. Husband and wife, come together. Even if you disagree, ask God to settle the argument. Amen? I say let God settle the argument. I know we don't have none of them folk got to have the last word in here, do we? Amen. Jesus has the last word. Amen. I'm telling you, we are standing in the greatest times in our life. How many know that God wants to bless his people?
Yes.
Amen. I'm telling you, God is ready to take you places you've never been before. But you got to get committed to him. Quit trying to make ends meet. Quit trying to do a little bit of this here, and then I'm going to go serve God. No, now is the time as he's pulling. He's pulling on our heartstrings like never before.
Yes.
Amen. I don't know about you, but it ain't no more comfort zone for me.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Comfort zone makes me lazy and sleepy and nostalgic. Comfort zone make me begin to forget things. And then when I look at the world and the situation around, it's overwhelming. But when I'm walking with Jesus Christ, he blinds me to all that other stuff. And when I'm telling the Lord, Lord, I need to get this done and that done, he said, we're going to do it together. Now you go do this, and I'm going to show you how to get that done. Amen? God is beginning to show us how all of this is done. You all may not live, as I'm closing down this message, y'all may not realize God is setting this house up. Amen? There's some things that we've been doing by the books. We thought we was doing by the books and just come find out we outside of the books. And God said, you go get that in order because I got to have all this in order before I do what I'm going to do in this house. Amen?
Yes.
So that's when I tell you, you got to pray. See, and God keeps saying, you got everything in this house you need. Amen? And so you need to know when he said to me, you got everything in your house you need.
Right.
Don't be looking for anything else. Amen?
Yes.
Use what's in your hands. Use what
yes.
God has given you. Amen?
Yes.
Walk in the bountiful blessing that God has for you right now.
Yes.
That's what's important. Amen?
Yes.
Keep integrity in the forefront. Liar, quit lying. Amen? And repent. Ask God to deliver you from that lying spirit. If you got sticky fingers, God, take the glue off my fingers. Amen? Amen. Ask God for deliverance in every area of life. Lust,
yes.
God, deliver me from this lust that's in my heart. And lust is more than just sexual lust. Amen? Lust is anything that pulls you to something that you think you just got to have. As soon as you enter into it, then you're bound up again.
Yes.
God wants to set you free. Amen?
Yes.
You only have one person to depend on. His name is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes.